Off the ball.
Rugby.
He enjoyed being out in the open country. But the pass that Gibson Park gave Ioane in that 65th minute, can't say enough about it. The technical beauty of it.
Yeah.
Like, it's such a hard thing to do.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Balls Football Daily.
Hello and welcome along to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll look back at last night's action in the Champions League after wins for Arsenal and Bayern. Tonight in the quarterfinals, Liverpool take on holders PSG in Paris, and is Jaden Ume Ireland's next top prospect? But first up, Arsenal have the advantage after the first leg of their Champions League quarterfinal away to Sporting. Kai Havertz came off the bench to score an injury time winner for the Premier League leaders, who won the game 1-0 in Lisbon, and manager Mikel Arteta praised the impact of the substitutes who changed the game.
That organic is that natural. They love each other so much that they do it for the team. And when you play with that attitude and that desire, these things can happen. And when we talk about identity, that was one of the main things that I discussed as well, because we're going to need them in the crucial moments to win it for us.
Arsenal are back in action on Saturday at lunchtime against Bournemouth in the Premier League before next Wednesday's second leg at the Emirates. It's a chance for Arsenal to go 12 points clear of Manchester City, who don't play Chelsea until Sunday afternoon. Bayern Munich also won away from home in their quarterfinal tie against Real Madrid. Former Liverpool winger Luis Diaz and the former Tottenham captain Harry Kane put Bayern 2-0 up at the Bernabeu, but Kylian Mbappe pulled a goal back for Real to keep them in the tie. Bayern boss Vincent Kompany says they won't sit back in the second leg in Munich next week, despite their 2-1 lead.
Our team so far this season has earned the right to always go for the win because of how they've performed this season. So we have to try it again on next week.
Real defender Antonio Rudiger says that Mbappe goal could prove vital in the second leg.
Oh, very, very important. I think also we deserve this goal. Obviously Manuel Neuer did a great game, but I think we deserve this goal and we need more of it.
And on Wednesday morning's Off the Ball Breakfast, Spanish football writer with The Athletic Dermot Corrigan joined Ger Gilroy and said, don't rule out Real just yet.
Real Madrid aren't dead here. That's the thing. When you get the opportunity to kill the vampire, you need to drive that stake right through the heart and leave the body. I don't know, whatever happens when the sun comes in, it just dissipates, right? But they didn't do that. And I think I'd always just be a little bit worried if I was Munich. They were so superior. I'm not suggesting that they can't finish the job, but you want to get it done when you can.
Yeah, for sure. Like Bayern were by far the better team, and at 2-0 up just after halftime, it seemed like maybe they might push on and Madrid might get humiliated on the night. But as you say, it is Madrid. They kept making chances, even though they were giving up chances at the other end. Madrid kept making chances. Mbappe got them back into it. And after the game last night at the Bernabeu, all everybody was talking about was that we're still alive. We're Real Madrid. This is the Champions League. Anything can happen. It's easier, or it's more likely for a big remontada comeback, as they say, if the second leg is at the Bernabeu, when they can get all the fans behind them and they can get the emotion and the passion and everything that happens in at the Bernabeu on those big nights. It'd be more difficult over in Munich. But the players, they were talking a good game last night. They think they can do it. Arbeloa was saying afterwards, whoever doesn't believe that we can win in Munich doesn't have to get on the plane. They were building up for that type of an atmosphere for the game. Logic says Bayern will beat them quite handily in the second leg, but we don't know.
And remember, you can listen to Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning from 7:30 on the Go Loud app and on YouTube. Liverpool boss Arnold Slot says they'll be punished in Paris tonight if their levels match the humiliating 4-0 loss to Manchester City in the FA Cup over the weekend. Captain Virgil van Dijk accused the team of giving up at the Etihad. Slot says they can't afford another drop-off as they face the holders PSG in the first leg of their quarterfinal.
I can tell you, if we have the 20 minutes we had at City here, we will again concede 4 goals because these players over here know how to act having 20 minutes of that. So it's a challenge for us from the first till the last second.
Florian Wirtz insists the players still believe in Arne Slot, who's a man under pressure. The Dutchman won the Premier League in his first season at Anfield, but his future is very much up in the air with Liverpool fifth in the Premier League.
We are believing in the manager. The team should believe in the manager because they won the league last season. We had a lot of good games this season. We still have things to play for, and everything I can say to that is that we believe in the manager.
PSG boss Luis Enrique says there's no favourite for tonight's game. Liverpool have just one win in their last 5 in all competitions. Luis Enrique says it'll be a tough game despite Arne Slot's side having an inconsistent season.
They are a good team, best side.
one of the teams, English team, who play better, and we are ready. We're excited to play in that match, and we'll see if we can qualify for the next round.
And PSG midfielder Vitinha says form doesn't come into play in a tie like this.
Doesn't matter how they are in this moment. They have great players. They are a great team, and it's always dangerous to face them.
Barcelona boss Hansi Flick says they'll always protect teen sensation Lamine Yamal after his behaviour was criticised after their league win over Atletico Madrid. The Spanish winger cut a frustrated figure and refused to celebrate with his teammates after they scored a late winner in that game. Ahead of tonight's Champions League quarter-final against the same opponents, Flick says he has no problem with Yamal showing emotion.
Lamine is 18 years old, and of course sometimes maybe he's angry about when I change him. He's angry about when he's, I think, four or five players, you know, triple and then shoot, and he missed.
The two quarterfinals tonight kick off at 8 o'clock. There's also quarterfinal action this evening in the Europa League. Braga host Real Betis at the earlier time of 5:45. Aston Villa and Nottingham Forest play in the Europa League tomorrow. Villa are away to Bologna, and Forest take on Porto. The Premier League will have at least five teams in next season's Champions League after Arsenal's 1-0 win away to Sporting last night. That secured England a top two finish in UEFA's performance rankings. Manchester United forward Amad Diallo says Michael Carrick's the right man to continue leading the team. He's in charge until the end of the season, but no decision's been made on who the next permanent manager will be for next season. Speaking to Off the Ball's Matthew Brennan, Amad said Carrick's made a big difference since he stepped into the role.
Yeah, he's been very great. He's been doing so much for the team. He has a lot of experience, and he knows the club. He has the DNA, so we think he's the right man, but we are really happy for what he feels right now.
I was young all the time, with no experience, but yeah, and wish he was there to help me. He was there to give me advice, and so I was playing a lot of the game with under-23, and I also remember I also met him when he was in Middlesbrough and I was in Sunderland. He knows the club, he played for the club, so he has great experience, I think, to manage his club. He's been here not so long, but he's been doing very good, and his relationship with every player is very good. And yeah, sometimes you need this kind of manager to bring the club where they did up. And yeah, I think my personal salary is the right man. That we are not if not the player would decide if he's gonna be the manager, but we are really happy to have him as a manager.
Celtic have lifted the suspension on the Green Brigade, allowing the supporters group to return for Saturday's home match against St Mirren. Around 200 members were initially banned for 6 matches in November after what the club called violent and threatening behaviour during the win over Falkirk in October. The suspension was later extended due to further safety concerns. Celtic say the group can now return after meeting the required conditions. Southampton hammered Wrexham 5-1 away from home last night to move into the Championship playoff places. Ireland midfielder Finn Azzaz scored for the Saints, who are now unbeaten in 16 matches. That run includes last weekend's FA Cup quarterfinal win over Arsenal, and Southampton moved above Wrexham into 6th place. And speaking of Irish footballers, the green scene with Matthew Brennan, Ben Symes and David Wilson was back this week. The lads talked about Croke Park hosting Manchester United and Leeds, the positive performances of Finn Azzaz, Ryan Manning and Jack Moylan. And they talked about Benfica's Jaden Ume and how he could be involved in his first senior squad over the next few months.
Over in Portugal, I mean, if you're going to talk about a humdinger of a free kick, this is probably as good as they come. The Lisbon Derby in the under-19 Portuguese League, step up. Jaden Ume, an absolute rocket into the top corner. This guy's someone who I know all of us have been banging the drum of for a long time. He made his Ireland 21 debut just at the end of March. Is he a player that we might see in this camp in May?
I think because he's probably not playing first team football, I would say he should be definitely a shoo-in for the camp in Spain. I know we're like, oh, we should call him in. Like, yeah, there's probably a limit to amount of players that you can call in, but this fella is so exciting. Like he looked like a man against boys in the under-17 World Cup last year. He is such a unique talent that I don't think we have. We don't have talents like his across the Irish underage teams. Like he's this marauding, physical left winger. Reminds me a lot of I know because the club he did play for before, Rafael Leao, and I know he went to Sporting after that, but he reminds me a lot of him as well. Like, he's just this brilliant dribbler, huge physical presence, brilliant in the air, can score, right footed playing on the left. Yeah, I'm really excited by him. I just don't know where the next move comes from. Like, I don't know if he stays at Benfica. Obviously, Benfica is this amazing club that have brought through so many good players, and players that haven't even played for Benfica that go and play in clubs all across Europe. Maybe Jade Numa is one of them as well. But I just think he is someone you need to get involved in this camp, and maybe in the camp in Canada during the summer as well.
And if you want to hear that back in full, you can do so now in your OTB Football podcast feed for free. And Mircea Lucescu, the Romanian football great, has died at the age of 80. Lucescu had been taken to the hospital after reportedly having a heart attack on Friday morning. He'd been in a second spell as manager of the Romanian national team until he stepped down last Thursday after falling ill during a training session. 3 days before that, Romania missed out on a place at the World Cup when they were beaten 1-0 by Turkey in a playoff semi-final. As a player, Lucescu won 64 caps and was captain of Romania at the 1970 World Cup. His first stint as Romania manager started in 1981, and he got them to the Euros in 1984. As a club manager, Lucescu won multiple titles across Europe, including league titles in Turkey with Galatasaray and Besiktas. He also won 8 league titles in Ukraine with Shakhtar Donetsk, and also won the UEFA Cup with them in 2009. He went on to manage Zenit St. Petersburg, Dinamo Kyiv, and the Turkish national team before he returned to coach Romania. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.